How you guys doing here? It's the Heat Zone. We back at it again, man.
Back at it again.
You got your boy KNS and you got your boy Verb here, man.
You already know what time it is.
Man, this was a crazy couple games here. The playoffs, NFL playoffs are definitely a serious thing. It's looking very good. And the teams that made it so far are actually what we kind of expected.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I think we're right in a good place. You know, first we're going to start right off here and get you right into it. Into this Texans and Baltimore game. Baltimore put the beating down on them, 34-10, man. I mean, look, CJ Stroud still didn't have a bad game. You know what I mean?
Nah, he balled. He balled.
But
he rookie,
just,
but...
they didn't have the D. That Baltimore defense was there.
Yeah.
Was...
He hit that wall that I was talking about last week. You know what I'm trying to say? He hit that rookie wall that when the game get too fast and there's too much going on and that defense is coming at you in different forms,
yeah.
He ain't really know what to do. His counterparts, you know what I mean? They ain't really put up no real big numbers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Not too much really heavily. Singletary, you know, held his own. You know, not really too much crazy went on. But to me... I would say the best thing is what you said, they hit that wall.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they pretty much pushed as far as they could. To me, their defense wasn't strong enough.
Definitely
wasn't strong. Lamar was doing everything he needed to do.
Yeah.
He had 100 rushing, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe the Ravens' first four drives coming out of the second half, they scored.
Yeah, that was a fact. He had two touchdowns rushing. He had 100 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
He feels me, as long as it was 23. So this is he just did everything he wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is just be real. He, you know what I'm saying? He was 16 for 22. You can't really get no better than that. He had, 121 passer rating, you know what I'm saying, plus. So, I mean, he did everything he needed to do, plus,
you
know what I'm saying.
That's crazy. He the only one that had 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but I'm actually not going to lie. I seen that because if you was panicked that first half, it was a tough sledding
for
everybody.
It was back and forth, yeah.
It was tough sledding for everybody. So until he put the ball in his hands and he took it and really ran with it, like, not just literally ran with it, but ran with it.
Put the game on his back.
It pretty much, he took off after that. You know, even your receivers, nobody really did too much. Look, Odell didn't do too much. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, Odell was quiet.
Yeah, Zay Flowers didn't do too much. You know, so, I mean, it really, to me, boiled down to Lamar putting it on his back and really, you know,
taking
that
game. And he was supposed to.
And their defense, and the Baltimore's defense was strong. You know what I'm saying? Was
definitely
solid and strong, really held it down. You know, put together a really good, you know, couple of joints and a few good stops, you know, timely stops, you know what I'm saying? Like I was about to say, I don't think they had too many even sacks, if any, but I know Roquan Smith had a couple pressures and was pretty decent, you know what I'm saying? And the tackles was good. So, I mean, you know
what
I'm saying?
They was just flying to the ball. The Ravens was flying to the
ball.
They
were just ready, like completely ready.
A lot of high energy.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Was completely ready. Like they were really ready for this game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this was the talk. All it was.
I said the second half too. Like, cause the first half, like I said, it was back and forth.
Yeah.
That second half, it just was like, nah. Like, this our game. We going to take it. We're not leaving nothing on the table. Lamar looked like he had a lot to prove.
Exactly.
I'm glad he got that monkey off his back from previous playoff. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I agree, too. I think pretty much, I said, they did what they were supposed to do. I didn't expect it to be a battle. We hoped it would be a battle.
Yeah, I wanted it to be
seen
a game.
Because what we've seen from CJ Stroud. But the first half kind of gave us that. It was tight. It was, you know, it was, I think it was 10-10 even or something like that. Very, very
going
tight.
Going into the half, it was somewhere around tied.
Yeah, it was tight, yeah. So, like, they really did push it all the way the second half. So, I mean, that's what championship teams do. That's what good teams do. So,
yeah.
I mean, they kind of stepped in and did what they were supposed to do. So, you know, I'll take that as it. Hey, man, let's bring it back. We'll go here right here, man, to this Detroit and Tampa Bay game, 31-23. The Lions, man, they really, like I said, did what they were supposed
to do. Yeah.
Like, I mean, to me, we knew that this was possible. We knew that they had the strength to beat Tampa Bay.
They had to pull it out at the end.
They definitely. It wasn't a straight feat all the way through. Even with Baker's mishaps, it was still Baker still had a chance or two, you know, here and there through that.
Yeah, definitely not. He played with that swagger and all of that, but he just had those crucial mistakes that Baker is known to make.
True.
In certain games,
mm-hmm.
And
to
it
me,
cost him.
to me, it, like defensive
not
wise.
Not just putting it on him, though.
No, I agree.
A loss is a loss.
And to me, I think their D could have been, I'll say this, their D in championship style, I thought they would show up a little bit more here.
Definitely.
In it being such a close game.
In that
game.
Fourth quarter, I didn't think that they would allow them to move the ball.
Exactly.
Like they was letting Goff, you know, move the
ball.
Yeah,
he just seemed free at will. And he had a good game, like a really evened out good game. Pushed it, did everything he needed to do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Goff played solid. He played a solid game.
And I was about to say Gibbs, timely moments. Gibbs, you know, the runs was needed. You know what I'm saying?
8.2 yard average, that's decent.
That's really
good actually.
I'm on
St.
Brown,
that's
like
good.
Everybody else on the, and he also had a couple good timely receptions as well.
Mm-hmm.
The receivers didn't do everything that I expected, but, you know, Amon St. Brown came in on timely matter. Same thing. Timely matter.
Did.
Perfect timing when it was needed.
Other
than that, everybody
catches.
Did what they was needing to do.
A couple big catches.
You know, like I said, I'm looking forward to what they do, you know, here in the conference game.
Mike Evans was going crazy, too. He was trying to.
This is what I was going
to
say.
He was trying to ball.
Yes.
Like, he was trying to ball.
That's why I said Tampa, like, if I hate to say it was Baker. Because it wasn't Baker. It wasn't all Baker.
It wasn't all Baker.
It wasn't all Baker. But definitely one interception was surely Baker.
Definitely.
And if you look at on transplant, like, you know, Goff didn't give you any interceptions.
Nope.
So, I mean.
He managed
you know,
the game like he was supposed
you
to.
You know, you pull back those two interceptions that Baker threw.
I
bet this game is maybe even a 10 bit closer. Could be even, like, down to the real last play,
I mean,
play.
I would give Tampa Bay maybe the lead if you don't have them two turnovers. Because I think Detroit scored 10 points off of the turnovers.
I agree. You know what I'm saying? So to me, you know what I'm saying, you know, Baker's still growing. I mean, you know, he is one game too. That's the only thing that's about NFL is one game.
If he could have the game like last week consistently,
he's
one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL.
Exactly. And what he did last week wasn't that much. It didn't take much for him for us to
he
get
He just
that
led his troop. He led his troop like
yeah,
he was
so
supposed
I agree.
To.
And then I'm not going to lie, the Lions defense isn't bad. So, you know, being at home, they was able to put that pressure on it and do what it needed to do.
Yeah, I think they had, what, 4 sacks?
Yeah.
I think 4 sacks in total.
No, they had, yeah, they did.
Yeah, four sacks.
Damn. Yep. So, yeah, that, you know, that's big. You get 4 sacks, period, that's going to be a solid win regardless.
Yeah, that's definitely
for sure.
Going to this Green Bay.
Get this Green Bay game. Like, this game was really tight and close.
This
more than I
good.
Expected. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this game was good.
Completely more than I expected. I really expected, personally, I expected the 49ers to run away with this game. And they truly didn't. They looked a little tight in this game. I think Green Bay could have damn near pulled this out. Personally.
Yeah, no, they definitely could have pulled it out. I don't know really what play you could really say was the crucial moment in this game. I think San Francisco just made that one key play.
Yeah, true. And
you
then I think
I mean?
Also, I'll agree to that. I think,
and
I'll
I think
say
Christian McCaffrey's will,
was
like
just
his will is just, you just gotta, yeah, you gotta break. Yeah, you gotta break him. Like you really gotta, not like that, like terminology, somebody getting hurt, but you really gotta break him down, like for him not to really go for it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And if you give him any opening to take, he gonna take it. Like Christian McCaffrey is a dog.
And then also too, Jordan Love, this is his first real, you know, year starting. He had 2 interceptions, but one of them was one was at the end, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
truly the basically they had that chance to try to win it, and that was, you know, how it went. But
threw across his body,
yeah,
with the mistake.
You know, what can you do?
Yeah.
But to be honest, the reason why I say this was their game to kind of lose because their kicker, you know what I'm saying, blew one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
That would have just had us in a tie scenario. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you got to give it to him to, you know, put together the game he put together was decent. And like I said, to me, I just was surprised how chill and how it wasn't as dominant as a game I thought that 49ers was going to have. I truly, personally thought it would be a more dominant game from the 49ers.
Yeah.
And it
they had
wasn't.
To fight for it. Green Bay put up a fight.
Yeah, especially at home. I thought it would be just a little bit more that they was going to be fighting, but it didn't. But, hey, you know, I mean, you know, at least they pulled it out. But I definitely think they're not going to have that much leeway when it comes into this coming up week. It's
no,
not going to be that type
no, 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 no.
type of thing.
This next week, both games. I mean, these games games is tight right here.
It's you know what I'm saying?
There's no room for error in these
Christian
games.
McCaffrey still did his thing. I'm looking at it, too. He had his two touchdowns. Yeah, he was the will. He really will. Because you didn't see it in the game, but you seen it in him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. George Kittle.
Exactly.
He was doing this thing.
So, yeah, I agree. I think that, you know what I'm saying, that game was pretty solid. But like I said, I just expected the 49ers to run away a little bit more with it. Seeing them not run away completely with it made me a little disappointed for what I'm thinking about for next week.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? In that sense, they still got a week to think it back through and a week to bring it up. Now let's get to this Buffalo game. This Buffalo and Kansas City game. Bro.
Yeah, I was,
Bro. Look, you know, Patty Mahomes is that nigga, man. I gotta just give it to him in that sense to say that he know how to get the job done.
Yeah, that's what I
said. You know what I'm saying? And compared to in this matchup with these two guys, he knows how to get the job done.
Definitely.
But can I say personally, for me and you, do I think Josh Allen was that far off that week? Nah, bro. To me, he did what he needed to do.
Allen balled his, you know what I mean? Like, he balled. The thing about it is they just had they had too many missed opportunities.
There you go. To me, they actually could have won this game clean cut out.
Definitely.
Like, without even it being this close.
They definitely had too many missed opportunities. Yeah. They let the momentum shift at the wrong time in the game. And like I said last week, Pacheco.
Yeah.
Every time he touched the ball, that offense gets a different type of vigor and life to it.
And he was the movement.
He didn't crack 100 like I thought he would, but he got 97 yards on 15 carries.
He was right, basically right there. You feel me? He was right there. Patty, you throw in that Patty Mahomes 19 to him. You feel me? They're there because
that's
a scramble or so that had to, you know, that he had to make. And that's why I say Josh Allen. And then really kind of this was their game to lose because he came through. He almost got a buck.
He
got two touchdowns, almost got a buck. You know what I'm saying? Rushing. So
Cook
to me, this was one that they should. And then let's just be real. Diggs fumbled and Diggs, I think he missed one, but I think they may have called that a fumble. I think, you know what I'm saying? But he missed one. He missed one that could have basically got them way ahead of this in this ball game.
I'm surprised Stephon Diggs only had three catches.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. If you go back and look at the end of the game, he pretty much cost them one that could have been
one. Yeah.
And then not to mention he had a fumble or had a couple drops. So, you know, to me, this was theirs
I'm
to lose.
I'm just surprised by that in the playoff game.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Diggs only had three catches for 21 yards.
But they was on him. Like, you know, that if I was Kansas City, I would key in on him. I would key in on him. You know what I'm saying? I would. But Kelce held his own. You know what I'm saying?
Always.
He came through the way he was supposed to because he hasn't came through like that all season to me, like maybe one game. But this was a game that you could tell he was making sure he got everything he needed to get on the board. He didn't let as much pass, you know, get by him as normal. And then everybody else did their thing. You know, Marquez Valdes-Scantley did his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Patty and them did what they was supposed to do as Super Bowl champs, previous champ. You know, like.
Yeah, he spread the ball around a lot.
He did all the things he was supposed to do. So this game, I'm not surprised KC won. But I really do think the Bills lost this one.
The Bills definitely gave it up. You know that kicker missing that kick, I mean.
That's a guarantee. They would at least been into the
That right there.
They would at least been in the over OT with the
That's
kicker.
Just a curse of Buffalo, though. Them and them kickers, they can't leave it to the kicker.
That's
they
a fact.
They cannot leave it to the kicker.
What was it? Wide left is their issue.
I think wide right.
Wide right
is their issue.
All right, man. So now, man, we in these conference finals, man. You feels me? I mean, I'm so happy the Lions get a longer run here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We on that Lions game. You matched it with me. I'm actually happy about this for them. I guess, you know, we going heat zone predictions here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess we could.
We going heat zone predictions. Look, here's the odds, early odds at least, because this is, you know, we're here. This is Wednesday. Everything get a little tighter, closer. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's fairly, you know what I'm saying, 49ers is up, you know what I'm saying, but the spread, I think if they're gonna win this, it's gonna be tight. 5-3 or 7. I'm not giving them this by no 14 or no plus.
Nah,
they haven't looked that good these last few games for me to give them that. And then the only thing I'll give them is that they are playing at home. So they do get to, you know, wind it up one more road, you know, get the home crowd behind
they
them.
They do got the home field advantage.
And do to do. I mean, looking at it on the overall, these are right now regular injury reports just right now. You know what I'm saying? Simple injury reports as of now. Deebo Samuels is still questionable. You know what I'm saying? That, to me, is a key for them.
That's key.
That's so key that I almost find it hard to pick today. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing that.
That's key to know if Deebo is playing or not, because he's a vital part of that offense.
That's very key. To me, you look at Detroit's, their wide receiver Reynolds is a key one for me. LaPorta is a key one for me. Those two injuries right there could make it hard for them as well, too, to have a good game.
And not having Khalif Raymond could make it hard,
This too. Is true. He actually was a pretty good for them in his last game. Mm-hmm. So I would agree for that as well, too. But Amon-Ra Brown is still there. They got the key vital joints. I think it's nice. Bro,
I'm going to go Lions. I'm going to go Lions and the surprises.
I'm going to go ahead and go San Francisco to go 49ers just because it'll be a great one for us to talk about. Because I actually do think 49ers are going to take it. I would love to see the Lions get there, though.
I'm going to go with the Lions because I'm going to say San Francisco runs into that buzzsaw.
And I cannot be mad that you're saying that, too. And for me personally, my problem is that I don't think Deebo is going to play.
And that's
at the same time, I know he's gonna try to do something.
I see him trying to play, but I don't see him being able to
do
because it's like a shoulder neck injury, and that's mm-hmm. gonna be hard to really be able to get your hands over,
exactly.
catch and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then for him to block, mm-hmm. blocking is what's gonna really be the problem I see for him.
And they need him to do that. That's a key.
That's
they
a vital part of his game.
They
you know
need
what I'm
him
saying?
To do that.
So if he can't really block and he can't put his hands up to really catch the ball, I don't really know how attentive he's going. You know what I mean?
Like
how much he's gonna really do. So what
it's
I would
be, I'm key on that reason why I am kind of hesitant on the Lions is because. I'm not sure. I had to look up. I'm not sure what LaPorta's injury is. And it's the same, but I think his is the same shoulder and upper area, not nothing low. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same thing with him. But I think they need him. Like, they need him on the field.
Definitely.
to make this be what we needed to see out here.
Definitely.
So that's why when you said Lions, I was like, he pulled one from me because I thought about going them.
Yeah,
but I really do think I think Deebo is going to get out there, and I think he could be enough of a decoy, you know, can pull off enough plays. Because they could do a couple of, you know, reversals, get him the ball, get the ball in his hands immediately so he's not doing too much, up and at it.
It just depends on how much he could take. That's
I'm going to go ahead and stay with my 49ers pick, and then at least if one of us, that gives us the Lions.
The Lions make it, that give us something to talk about because I really would like to see them there. Other than that, I think that's a go on there. I think everybody else in there. To me, though, I think another key that we got to remember is
Purdy. Is Purdy actually putting his pads on and going hard? I still think he's questionable on, like, every game as it's been coming farther. It's been pulling him further back. He's been looking more and more like a younger
quarterback. Yeah.
Like a young player.
I do agree with that. It took him long. It took him a little long to get into the speed of the game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It took him like
3 quarters almost
to where really he to was seem like he
oh,
was...
I'm acclimated now.
Exactly.
But once he caught it, I'll give it to him. It was right there.
And that's
but
why
it
I
definitely
did.
Took him about three and a half quarters to get acclimated. So
I'm with you on that. I do agree, my brother. All right, what about this is the biggest game here, no lie. Kansas City, Baltimore.
Oh, man.
Bro, I mean, I'll tell you this. I don't know who you're going, but I'm going Baltimore for the simple fact that I really want to see Lamar win at this one. And I do think that this window is going to start slimming up. Even with some of the other news we got to discuss later, I think this window is definitely going to start slimming up.
Nah, I definitely was going Baltimore, too, because mm-hmm. I'm just, you know what I mean? I want to see Lamar win one too, and I just feel like they got more of a I don't know, they got more of like a core family feel. Like when you look at Baltimore, mm-hmm. it just reminds you of like, you know, if you played football, it reminds you of the dudes you played with.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
And like, it seems like that effort, that like this is their year to me in a bigger scheme of things. And then also I think they've put that work in. You know what I'm saying?
They definitely.
That last game to me showed me a lot more. And then like you said, that fierceness I seen out of Lamar.
He definitely.
It looked like
he's not scared to push it to the next level. That's for damn sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if you want to opposite side on the opposite side of that ball, you better be able to come with it, because he come with just different ways to just get himself like out in the open, and then he know how to make people around him look
they
good.
They still got Andrews on IR, but if I'm not mistaken, I've watched the injury report from last week as well as this week. He was actually questionable last week. They just officially for surely didn't want to bring him in that last game.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling like they're gonna at least make him questionable midweek here sometime.
Probably.
And then he may at least be out there.
See how
you know what I'm saying?
Go.
See what he could do.
Friday, Saturday.
I know for sure if they don't feel that they need him, they'll probably keep him, because I know Super Bowl, just to have him on the squad and be possibly a target out there for Super Bowl,
if to draw attention,
would be, I'm sure that's another reason why they for surely put him on the roster, just to guarantee another target as well. Other than that, their injuries, I'm not mad at, besides Humphreys.
Humphreys is kind of
that's a big one. But I do think they can. I personally think they can get around that.
What about Pacheco being injured, questionable? I think he's gonna go.
At the end of the game, he looked good running into the tunnel. I mean, that don't really, you know, tell everything.
That's what I say. Exactly.
He looked good going into the tunnel, and just the type of person he is, he seemed like he got a different type of toughness. So I don't see him not going.
Him and Sneed to me are the two ones that are on this injury report. That I'm like, yo, Willie Gay as well, too.
Yeah.
But Sneed really played his ass off that last game. I truly think they need him out there for sure. But I think these guys aren't going to miss this game. Unless it's something really completely serious, I don't see these guys missing this game.
Especially Sneed, the type of guy like,
he don't care. He's going to be out there.
Give me whatever for pain and adrenaline, and I'm going.
And I'm good, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, to me, I'm definitely going Baltimore. And because I want to see Lamar take this one and put all of the critics to bed, you know what I'm saying, per se, and go.
I won't be mad either way, but I'm definitely going Baltimore because I think it's Lamar's year. I think he deserves it.
And I agree with you in that sense, is that I think Patty and them have done enough this year that I wouldn't be mad at it. I just think that Lamar and them have been too good this year to blow this one.
And I'm also hoping that Odell makes it through. You know, through the Super Bowl game and they get that victory, he gets to really, like, stand up there and get the moment. Because he got a ring, but he didn't get to enjoy the moment.
And the only reason why I'm going to tell you, if Odell see this, Odell, don't let nobody take that ring away from you, because I watched that game. Without the plays he did in that first, and before that,
for the
they
Rams,
they wouldn't have won that game. So you earned that ring, not just your season, what you did in the season, but in that actual Super Bowl, you earned that Super Bowl ring, bro. So
definitely, please,
I hope you don't feel no type of way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For sure. But
those two games we predicted, that's the Heat Zone predictions for today. We're going to get this out on and move on. There's been a couple of things left to happen in the NFL that I think is big. We'll first start with the big news. You know what I'm saying? Harbaugh is for surely officially gone in Michigan, and he's officially done a deal with the Los Angeles Chargers.
Chargers.
What do you think about this, my brother? I mean, I think Herbert is going to love this. I think he's going to love this.
I mean, he's going to have fun with it. He's going to have fun with it.
And I think Harbaugh's a good guy. I know I know he's ready for this challenge.
He seems like a person who likes a challenge. Mm-hmm. So I mean,
the Chargers, that's not a bad squad. You know what I'm saying?
For the last three to four years, they've had the kind of team everybody's assumed should be in the Super Bowl, or at least
in the runnings
and going to the playoffs. They haven't even done that.
And they got rid of Brian Stanley. So, you know, to me, I think it was down to coaching. When I really look at some of the games I seen this year and last year, I thought that they definitely was going to do better. You know what I'm saying? And to see what they did,
I'm interested to see how he do, coming back, to the NFL.
That too. And it's not like he was in the bad coach. He was that nigga before he left.
Yeah, nah, he
definitely was, you know what I mean? He definitely had
that guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I think that's a big one. Now, this is another one that I, wanted to ask you about. is for all week here, it's been a big thing about Vic Fangio over in the Eagles there. Mm-hmm. They thought they were going to boot him out, but turns out they're keeping him. Mm-hmm. But they did get rid of the defensive coordinator and supposedly offensive coordinator. Now, Vic Fangio is over there in the Dolphins, and mm-hmm. they basically look like it's going to be like some sort of a swap here. I don't know if his contract is done down there, but it's already, I've seen, they've already kind of almost locked it official that he's going to the Eagles. He was previously at the Eagles like a year or two before.
And from what I know, I think even family and everything is all still there. So, I mean, this is all a good go. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is from what I know, this if may have, I think it was, if it wasn't from the Super Bowl season, mm-hmm. it was from the season before.
Yeah, I think it was the season before.
Yeah, so
he was there.
You know that he was there. So I think that's a good thing for them. I'm still really wondering who they're gonna bring in for the OC. You feel me?
That's
a deciding factor for me on what they're gonna be looking like next year. Personally, to me, is with who they bring in on the offense.
Because it's the mentality. Like, you bringing in somebody with a run mentality, mm-hmm. fast mentality.
What you gonna do? And to me, not that their defense wasn't, you know, on point this year, mm-hmm. but that's where it really failed them this year, is the offense failed them this year. Definitely. To me, they could have got around it if the offense was a lot more solid this
Definitely.
Year. They could have made it through.
I agree with you.
So, and then, so that one's there, and then the Raiders completely locked in Antonio Pierce, like, which is, you know, that same thing. That was, I hope they didn't fumble that, but they didn't. They did exactly what they supposed to do on that side. Also, just recently, before we got here on the air, Brian, I think that's Calla. I think I just messed that up on a typo. Callahan is a new head coach of the Titans. Yeah, I believe.
That was a surprise to me.
I was going to say the same thing. That was a surprise to me. I don't know who they were searching for, because obviously they got rid of a good coach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I thought maybe Bill Belichick would be a slide in for something like that.
I did too, especially with Dallas keeping McCarthy.
Yeah,
over
exactly. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. And then Green Bay got rid of their OC, not their OC, their defensive, Joe Barry, their defensive coordinator, Joe Barry, which mm-hmm. I think that was pretty much, I won't say that was the best thing, but I think that's the best space they could grow on is over there. Because I think they're good with Love.
Their offense is well-rounded. Yeah. So that defense, if you could get that defense more stout, then that'd definitely be a problem.
There's a few more coaching positions still open. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, the offseason ain't fully done. The season's not even over. So most of these are probably maybe one or two more positions maybe get filled before the season's out, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But most of the rest of the stuff will probably start happening once the Super Bowl is over and, you know, everybody's also too. I think this week is the last week that you can. Right now they can't interview anybody who's playing.
Playing, yeah.
So I think after this week, I think they can now interview people that's playing. Or either one of these days this week. I can't remember the exact day, but it's either one of these days this week or it's after this game. Mm-hmm. One of the two. So then now you'll probably see a bit more hustle and bustle on a few more people.
That's for sure.
And then also, I'm really still anxious to see where Bill ends up.
Yeah.
It looks like, based on the rumors, based on, I'm sure you guys are seeing it, seeing it ESPN, because it looks like Atlanta right now. That's where he's already did the second interview.
That's what I see.
And Harbaugh had a second interview in Atlanta, but he didn't get to go. They Chargers snatched him up. His second interview was today. Chargers locked him down today. Mm. So I feel like Atlanta may end up going that route.
If I was Atlanta, I would. If he's willing to take the job,
and he's already did two interviews.
Yeah, we could give him what he's looking for. You know,
and then they also got a nice, they got a nice draft pick this year that they could actually pull out a quarterback. You know, they could get a quarterback that could make this happen and can, you know, could do what it needs to do. So I feel like it's possible, you know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. hey, you know, the coaching carousel is still open. There's still a couple more positions open there. We'll keep you guys positioned. Keep your eye out for the injury report, for game day injury report. We will have that on the IG as we did this past week. And, you know, you guys just keep your eye open for any other news, anything else. We'll drop it on IG anytime we get a chance to. So we'll see how it goes.
You got anything for these boxing rooms this year? This week it was light for NBA. Anybody just keep their eye on and keep watching. They've already probably seen it themselves. You know, there's only been a couple key things that happened. The biggest thing is that
Adrian Griffin was fired in Milwaukee, so he's out of there. But they didn't even waste a half a day. They got Doc Rivers in right off the bat. But they, based on what I had heard, they had actually brought Doc in as a consultant like a few months ago.
Which means they was already working the deal.
Yeah, already thinking.
That's what that means.
Yeah, so
that means Griffin, you wasn't doing your job.
Yeah, and they said Giannis was the one that was basically, you know, a little tight about something. I seen some bogus stuff online. I have to confirm on that. They said that he had a big issue with Giannis' brother. I think that was like a rumor mill BS. I don't think so. I don't think he, because he knows what a coach, he knows what Giannis' brother is. It's kind of like a Udonis Haslam, you know, one of those players that just helps boost the team. Mm-hmm. It's not about, you know, him getting on the floor every 5 seconds and whatever. It's more about some of the things he can help do mentally for some of the components. Also, his brother being Giannis. Mm-hmm. So as Giannis feels comfortable having his brother around and makes him play extra harder and all of that, let's do it. So, I mean, you know, I thought that was it. Not too much else going on. Lakers are not looking that bad. I think everybody's expecting the Lakers to make a move here before the trade deadline is coming up. So we should expect a couple things. I'm going to try to give you guys a little breakdown on whatever trades that all happen once the trade deadline hit. If I don't do it online, I will do it here on the podcast as well. So, I mean, you know, this week a light week. We're really looking forward to these conference championships to break it down, and also to break down the Super Bowl coming up. Also, we got a couple more things popping and going on later on into the year with more sports. So we're going to bring you some more stuff. Definitely be right on the lookout. But we're going to come back next week for the Super Bowl, for real.
Go on the IG page and let us know who y'all think going to win these conference finals right here.
Yeah, like this would definitely drop us some info, man. Let us know.
Go in the comments.
Go in the comments.
Let us know who y'all pick. And let's
even hit us on the YouTube as well. We'll check it out. We'll write it down and mark it down. I'll do a little poll as well and see what you guys like, man. But thank you guys for staying with us and keeping up with us. You got anything for the boxing this week?
Boxing, we got a few announcements on the horizons.
I did see a few little
PBC
things.
PBC has about to announce their schedule. Canelo and Charlo have come to an agreement.
Okay,
I believe
they're
going to fight May 4th. So Charlo is going to, I guess, revenge his brother or take the stamp that, you know, because that was his fight originally,
but he
was out of the ring for 2 years, so his brother stepped up to try to be great, dare to be great, and, you know,
he didn't accomplish it.
You know, now we're going to get the fight that we should have seen. That should be May 4th. Mm-hmm. Then we got Tank, Javante Davis, Abdul Waheed, him and Frank Martin should be signed on for March 30th.
Okay.
So we should see him back in the ring on March 30th, which I'm excited to see that fight if it goes down. You know, boxing, nothing is secured until the contracts is damn near to the boxes is in the ring.
No lie. Yeah, they could get changed up like it ain't nothing for boxing.
Next up, we got Rolly Romero is supposed to fight Isaac Pitbull Cruz, which now I'm kind of interested to see this fight, not from a skill-wise perspective, but mm-hmm. I want to see how long it lasts and who could take cool shot, being they're both, you know, big punches. Mm-hmm. We got Terrence Crawford, like I said last week. He's moving on from the Errol Spence rematch, mm-hmm. and he also is not interested, supposedly, in fighting Jerron Boots Ennis.
Wow.
So he's saying that he's going to move up to fight Tim Zhu at 154.
Wow. I remember we talked last week. You said that Ennis fight was...
The Ennis fight is a fight that all the boxing fans want to see, including me, myself. Mm-hmm. But Terrence Crawford is saying that he's chasing greatness, and Jerron Boots Ennis won't give him greatness. So he's going after Tim Zhu at 154, which is a big step up for Terrence Crawford. So if he does fight Tim Zhu, I'm interested to see how that turns out. If he beats Tim Zhu, that's definitely another notch, greatness hat. We got Teofimo Lopez releasing some sparring footage of him beating Rolly Romero up.
Oh, okay. I see.
Because Rolly Romero disrespected Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy through a tweet basically saying that Oscar De La Hoya was I use the word homosexual, I guess, and he dressed in drag and things like that. Yeah. Whatever that has to do with boxing, I have nothing.
No,
but that's Rolly's personal feeling. So after he put that tweet out, T.O. released the footage and told Oscar De La Hoya, don't worry about it. Whenever he's ready, he'll handle him like he did in 2017. That's when he released the footage. And we have Jermaine Ortiz and T.O. fight February 8th, which is a good fight, I'll say, technical-wise, for as long as it lasts. I believe Jermaine Ortiz can give T.O. a battle, but I don't know if he has the skill level to stay with him for all 12 rounds or 10 rounds, however long the fight is scheduled for. And then the last thing for today is women's boxing. Michaela Mayer and Natasha Jonas just had an action-packed, I mean, toe-to-toe, blow for blow, from round one to, I believe it went 10 rounds. I mean, action-packed. Well, I feel like Michaela Mayer was robbed. I personally do.
Well, I'm going to have to go back and watch that. Because
Jonas was, she was fighting at home. So, you know,
yeah, I know how that
hometown
goes.
Favorites, crowd, things like that. Sometimes it persuades the judges. So I would like to see a rematch of that
one. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to go online.
But that right there, as far as women boxing goes, I think that's going to be hard for a lot of women to top. Beginning of the year, I'm saying by the end of the year, it's still going to be probably one of the best fights of the year as far as women go. And the only other thing else in women's boxing, because I don't want to leave them out, we got Alicia Baumgartner and Clarissa Shields have been going back and forth. Which has has the boxing world, period. You know what I'm saying? In the uproar, because they were, as people thought, you know, sisters. You know, big sister, little sister, however you want to say it. But now it's coming out where Alicia feels like, no, I want my respect. If I got to, you know, go up to 154 to get that respect, because she calls herself the GOAT, then that's what I'm willing to do. Clarissa Shields says she's willing to do it. It's been footage of them on the same plane together. It's been footage back and forth online with both of them. So I'm interested to see how that one plays out. And that's pretty much it from the boxing, you know, world right now.
Yeah, man. I mean,
There's definitely some big stuff coming up. We got a couple of guys we're going to add in and bring a couple more guys to the
podcast, especially once baseball season hits in. Baseball is so detailed that we got to have it so much, so detailed. We got to have a couple more guys in on it for you. But we're going to end out this Super Bowl year real solid, man. Come on, you guys. So you already know, hit us on the IG. Let us know anything you guys want to know about. And then also, too, I'm going to try to get a little bit more into this tennis joint going on. I didn't get a chance this week. It was really busy, so I know it's some quarters. I may come up and give you guys some IG hits on what's going on in this Australian Open right here, for sure.
We're going to try to cover all sports, all topics, you know, dealing with sports.
Yeah, keep it real, 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 real detailed for you and keep you guys, so you guys can check us out anytime y'all need to know any info. Even new sports, we on it.
Yeah, new sports. For
sure. We on it for sure. So we'll keep y'all posted. It's the Heat Zone. We'll be back next week for the Super Bowl.